Oh, by the way, I've cracked the code. I figured out the shadow organizations and the Illuminati know that they're finally primed for world domination. And so you've got black helicopters coming across the border, puppet masters for the new world order. Be aware, there's always someone that's watching you. And still the government won't admit they fake a whole moon landing. Thought control race, psychotronic scanning. Don't mind that, I'm protected cause I made this hat from aluminum foil. Inclined to probe your butt or read your mind. Looks a bit peculiar. Seems a little crazy, but someday I'll prove. There's a big conspiracy.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to 1360 AM Johnstown, Colorado, the Roar of the Lion. And I'm live here in the studios on Wednesday, the 10th of July. And we're glad you're tuned in today. And I'm here with my good old buddy, the real smart guy, Dave Hodges. Good morning, Dave.
Hey, good morning. I'm alive, too. I'm just not live in the studio.
Well, it's good to be alive and good to be on the radio again. And we've got a good show for you today. We'll got some news stuff. We'll go on in the first hour, and then we'll have Doug's good friend, Dr. Ted Brewer, in the second hour. You don't want to miss that one.
No, Ted has been a long, long time friend of mine, and I visit healthmasters.com before I go to my doctor. I say that all the time, but the guy saved me from 3 surgeries over the last several years, but that's not what we're going to talk about today. Well, we are going to talk a little bit about medicine with him today. We're going to talk about the fraud in Big Pharma and how they're going after all the natural health care people now. Dr. Mercola's site, you can't even reach it unless you know the URL. And then we're going to talk about the Third Temple with Ted. And this really has him concerned. He called me the other day. He says, man, I'm really worried about this. And I said, hey, we'll talk about it on the air. I want to hear your views on it. But I'll tell you, right now, the story of the day is this leaked China document. And no one's talking about it, Paul. So I went and wrote an article about it.
Yep, it's up at revolutionradio.org as we speak.
Yeah, it's a 20-page document, and it was leaked from a speech given by the Defense Secretary of China, and his name is Wei Fang, and he basically says, we're going to kick America's butt, and we're going to kill as many Americans as possible. And pretty concerning. Let me just read to you a quote here, Paul. This is something that got my attention. This was on page 19 of that leaked document. The Central Committee, and that's referring to the Communist Chinese Party, the Central Committee believes as long as we resolve the United States problem at one blow, our domestic problems will all be readily solved. Therefore, our military battle preparation appears to aim at Taiwan, but in fact, it's aimed at the United States. And the preparation is far beyond the scope of attacking aircraft carriers or satellites, and I'm going to get into what that means here in a minute. But, Paul, that's pretty much a declaration of war, wouldn't you say?
Absolutely. I mean, you know, the thing that people haven't had the pleasure of traveling around the world as I did in the Marine Corps, that the Eastern mind is way, way different than the Western mind. Way.
Yeah, it definitely is. In fact, I allude to that here later in the article that I wrote today, but The interesting thing is they did a public opinion poll question on the Internet. So the government has freedom of the Internet, even though the people don't. And they asked this question in their survey, and they published it in this document. Will you shoot at women, children, and prisoners of war? And more than 80% of the respondents answered in the affirmative, exceeding by far our expectations as expressed by the Chinese defense minister. And then Wei Fang went on to say, The central issue of the survey appears to be whether one would shoot at women, children, and prisoners of war, but its real significance goes far beyond that. Ostensibly, our intention is mainly to figure out what the Chinese people's attitude towards war is. If these future soldiers do not hesitate to kill even non-combatants, they'll naturally be doubly ready and ruthless in killing combatants. Therefore, the responses to the survey questions may reflect the general attitude people have towards war. The purpose of the CCP Central Committee in conducting this survey is to probe the people's minds. We wanted to know if China's global development will necessitate massive death in enemy countries. Will our people endorse that scenario? Will they be for or against it? Clearly, they are for it. Wow. I don't know if you can believe anything the Chinese government says. I don't know if 80% of the people answered that they would carry out whatever they were told to do and murder kids and babies or handicapped people, Paul. But I do believe they'll do this as a nation. What do you think?
Well, you know, what happens when people get into economic problems, and they've got some severe economic problems over there, and they're having, you know, they've been having riots in Hong Kong, and so they've got economic problems, they've got some political problems, and where does that usually lead us, Dave?
Well, usually you start a war because that's the great distraction.
Absolutely. So,
and it is, and they get into that here. We're not going to have time to fully develop that here, but I just wanted to read one more thing. The Chinese think of themselves as the master race, and I won't read the entire quote here, but basically it said that Hitler's Germany made a mistake. They were weak, they were impulsive, they were petulant, and then he went on to say that we will take our time, and we'll be fully committed, and we'll be ready to go. The Germans weren't ready for what they did. And our society, our civilization is far superior to any other people. And they go on and extol the virtues of the Chinese culture and the Chinese people, which is fine. But it sounded like master race material coming from the KKK.
Well, that's just...
They really do believe they're superior.
Oh, absolutely. I mean, the Japanese people are great people, but the Japanese people think they are a superior race. Of course, they don't get along with China too well historically, but... It's going to be interesting.
We'll be back here in just a moment here. We're going to step aside for a break. When we come back, we'll continue our discussion with China and then talk about the women's soccer team.
Tight pants, points, hollering now. She was a black-haired beauty with big dark eyes and points all her own, sitting way up high.
Let's clear the air, shall we? This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and I want to help you clear your air of smoke, germs, pet dander, pollen, mold, dust, smog with the Alexa Pure Pro filter. It cleanses 99.7% of all toxins from the environment. It's 33 times more effective than traditional HEPA filters, and it's as quiet as a church mouse. It was available for $250. We can knock over $100 off of that. Go to airwithdave.com. That's airwithdave.com.
Bigfoot? A trustworthy politician? True love? Yeah, those things are all pretty hard to find. Lucky for you, at least a great roofer isn't. Acclaimed Roofing has proudly been providing the greater Denver area with quality roofing for a decade. We are an Owens Corning preferred contractor, offering our customers only the best selection of the highest quality roofing materials available on the market. Our installers have decades of experience to make sure your new roof is installed with care and quality craftsmanship. We also offer a 5-year workmanship warranty for all services and lifetime warranty for most products. Acclaimed Roofing is always available to handle any issue that may arise. Acclaimed Roofing, proudly serving Colorado. Call us today at 303-592-ROOF. That's 303-592-7663 for a free estimate on your new or replacement roof. Or visit acclaimedroofing.com. Acclaimedroofing.com.
Whether it's natural disasters or not-so-natural disasters, you need to be prepared for what could come your way. When the just-in-time delivery stop, will you be prepped? You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, and tools. We can help you with the food. 25-year shelf life, 40% off. DHS and FEMA are already telling you that you need to have at least 6 months of storable food. We take the pain out of that with a great sale. We offer restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life, no glyphosates, no GMOs. Go to preparewithdave.com.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Paul Martin, Dave Hodges, 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. We're glad you tuned in with us today. And I tell you, this stuff with China, but we got, don't we have a lot of nuclear weapons pointed at them, Dave?
We do, but that doesn't seem to deter them. And they are spreading out, which would make nuclear proliferation rather difficult. Let me give you the summary, the first part of this document, and this is where we'll stop today, and we'll probably pick this up again next week in next week's show. But the statement made by the Chinese defense minister with regard to his intentions towards America can be summed up in three parts. One, the Chinese will focus on only defeating one enemy, the United States. He criticized past regimes that fell, like Japan and Germany, saying they had too many enemies. He said, we're just going to focus on the U.S. We're going to do whatever we need to do to take them down. You see, we need to be thinking about things like EMP, biological attacks, and so forth. The second thing he said, when he compared themselves to the Nazis, I alluded to this earlier before the break, that they lacked patience. The Chinese are willing to bide their time, take as much time as they need, and plan their military conquests over a much larger time frame than the West is prepared to deal with. And then he went on to basically say the Germans were too soft. And that was a quote. Actually said they were too soft, meaning they were not brutal enough and did not kill enough people. See, they're going to commit genocide against these people. When they come down the streets, I had a dream about this, Paul, about 2 years ago, and it seems to be prophetic with regard to this document. And the Chinese were coming down my street. They'd fire a tank shell into a house. The soldiers would run in, kill all the survivors, and run out with a booty and then go on to the next house. And my neighbor was hunkered down with me. By the way, he listens to our show from Arizona. And he said, I will stay here and fight. And I said, they got a tank, man. Are you crazy? Finally, I convinced him to run. End of dream. But this is the Chinese brutality that we're going to be coming up against. And they talk about how they're going to spread out throughout the world to make themselves too big of targets, too many of them for the United States to deal with. And basically, they're going to fight a war of attrition, and they will attack our power grid. Paul, I'll add one more thing. You know how concerned I am about Red Dawn and how I've documented what's going on south of the border. The Chinese are very much a part of that. And I do believe Chinese troops will be crossing our border in force when these paramilitaries cross the border as well.
Well, I don't know if they've got any military there. I do know this. It was probably about 3 years ago, or four, that a good friend of our buddy John Moore was down in Mexico, and he kept hearing little rumors about Chinese bases in Mexico. And so he got a hold of a guy that knew where a couple of them were, and he said they were stockpiled with, you know, trucks and tanks and artillery and everything, but there wasn't any troops there. He said there was just a small small staff, you know, keeping everything in good order. But those bases are already down there. And, you know, it just takes, you know, a couple of two or three big ships fill those places up, Dave.
Well, I understand that they are there. They move them around. And they have different locations they move them to. And this is something I got from a DEA agent who told me when he's in pursuit of the Sinaloas. He said that the Sinaloas, obviously controlled by the Chinese. The Chinese used to control drug trafficking in Central America. Then they found it was more profitable to basically franchise, and they franchised out their operations to the cartels and let them fight it out amongst each other. And they do move these troops around, according to the DEA, but they have them right here in our country.
Okay.
Those solar energy farms that you see, Paul, those ones that are near Nellis Air Force Base, Luke Air Force Base in Arizona, Davis, Monthan, next to Tucson, those are owned by a company called Cinta. It's a Chinese front company for the Chinese military. Those are Chinese military. And we know they have Chinese soldiers at the inland ports in places like Sacramento. And we know they control the port of Long Beach. And we know they've been bringing in troops for years disguised as citizens. They have fifth column forces here, in other words.
Oh, absolutely. You know, John Moore has been talking about that for years, of all they're in business or in academia. They're flooding the colleges. There's no telling how many are here today.
Annie DeRiso, who used to be my news director for the Common Sense Show, our radio show, she introduced me to a retiring journalism professor at Western Kentucky University. And she told everything she knew. One house headed by a Chinese visiting professor from mainland, from Beijing. He had over 20 Chinese males living in that house. She said, I saw it firsthand, Dave. It was in the same neighborhood I lived in. And she said the Chinese were overrunning our university. So you're absolutely right. This is going on all across America. So the Chinese are embedding themselves, and they have their allies. I mean, they are aligned with the cartels, and people really need to keep this in mind. So when we talk about the Sinaloas, they're basically running the drug trafficking in Humboldt County in California. We're talking the Chinese are there, too. Those are their stooges. Those are their proxy troops. So they have the paramilitaries here. We know MS-13 are the assassins for the cartels. Well, that, by default, links them to the Chinese. And I published an article called, forget the name of it now, Paul, Seven-Pronged Attack of America. And when I talked about the Red Dawn aspect, I talked about the relationship that China has with nations like Nicaragua and Panama and a whole host of other Central and South American countries where they and Russia together have aligned and have funded military equipment in these countries. So they've lined up to do exactly what this document saying, and I'm going to be further dissecting this document. I've only had possession of it now for 2 days, so I'm going to be dissecting this at greater depth and greater length. But Paul, I wanted to jump real quick here before we come to the bottom of the hour. And did you catch any of the women's soccer action in the World Cup?
OMG, yes, yeah, my daughter got a full scholarship, college scholarship for soccer. And so I've been in soccer world since she was 6 years old. And I texted my daughter. I said, I am done with these people. Just done. They stomped on my flag, our flag. They won't meet with the president of the United States. But now the team says, it's okay. The team's going to meet with Schumer. You know, I'm done.
Who's implicated in the Epstein scandal that we're going to get to in the second half of this hour. But absolutely, I couldn't agree with you more. Now, I don't believe all the women are following Megan Rapinoe's lead. I saw Megan Rapinoe on TV. She's about to step on the U.S. flag, and another teammate grabbed the flag up off the ground and began carrying it around. I don't think they're all on board. I think Megan Rapinoe is a bully. I think she's enforcing her ridiculous, illogical, anti-American views on her teammates. It must be a locker room of hell. I'd hate to be her coach. It'd be worse than coaching LeBron James. But, Paul, when I look at this situation involving Megan Rapinoe and what she's saying, I want equal pay for equal work. Well, I'm sorry. The men bring in $6 billion. The women brought in $131 million. The market bears what you get paid. That's what a free market economy is. So, yeah, if they brought in equal amounts and the World Cup Federation wasn't paying them equal, then they'd have a claim. But they have no claim based on what they make compared to the men. The other thing that really irritated me was the fact that Megan Rapinoe said after their win, we couldn't have won this title without our lesbian teammates. And I'm thinking to myself, Paul, I coached for over 30 years. I coached basketball, baseball, football, and somehow I must have missed that day in coaching class when they correlated sexual preference to athletic ability. I mean, what the hell is this about?
Well, here's the latest. Just up at thedailymail.com. U.S. soccer star Megan Rapinoe says she wants to meet with AOC and Pelosi because, quote, they believe in the same things we do, but doubles down on Trump criticism and tells him your message is excluding people, which is utter bovine excrement.
I totally agree. It's BS. What's interesting is she mentioned AOC and Pelosi in the same sentence. They hate each other. They're engaged in a war of words right now.
Oh, absolutely.
Pelosi basically told AOC, your nonsense is going to cost us votes. You're going to be judged on what you get done in Congress, not on the stupid things you say. And she fired back and basically said, Pelosi's old, decrepit, out of touch, and needs to retire. And I'm paraphrasing, but that's effectively what the Gang of Four, and that's what I'm calling them, AOC and her friends, and that's effectively what they said to Pelosi. I mean, the Democratic Party is imploding. And here, Megan Rapinoe, this just shows her political ignorance. She's lumping these two together. They believe in what we believe in. What side is that?
Exactly.
I just shake my head at this nonsense. Here's a person who could be reveling in her glory, absolutely reveling in her glory. And you'll never know what I'm about to say and how it would manifest, but I know it's true. She's costing herself millions of dollars in endorsements right now because they won't come out and say, I'm not going to support this radical agenda. My customers will never go for it. But you know damn good and well, Paul, that there are people out there like you and me who would never let her endorse anything that we own and sell. And she's costing herself money. And she strikes me, and I'll put on my, mental health therapist hat, and I used to do that work, and I'll put that hat on. I'll say, she just strikes me as a really angry person. Like, she's someone who hates the world and always has to have an enemy.
Well, she doesn't look all that mentally put together to me either. But, you know, you mentioned the AOC and Pelosi. Well, all this stuff she's doing is last gasp. She's just trying to stay in the media because her poll numbers in her district are in the toilet. And the guy hasn't been put out to the public yet, but there's somebody that's dumped $5 million in her district to get rid of her. I don't know if it's Democrats, I don't know if it's Republican, don't know who it is, but I think the young lady's on her way out. I think she knows it. Everybody, I mean, Democrats, mainstream media are telling the Democrats, you guys have you've gone so far left, you're just going to hand over the election to President Trump again, which we've talked about this, and we need to go over this some other time, but... you know, my dad told me when I was a kid, the most dangerous thing in the world is a cornered coward. They don't have any way to go forward. And that's what we have. The Democrats, and you're dead right, are imploding on themselves. You know, never bother your enemy while they're destroying themselves. So it's kind of fun to watch.
They really are. And in fact, I got two contacts. One was an email, one was a phone call, from people whose background are Latino. And they were outraged, and thankfully not at me. They were outraged at Senator Booker. You want to talk about just absolute sheer stupidity. This man went down south of the border and escorted four illegal aliens across the border, where they were promptly intercepted and sent back. When you get sent back today, if you go south of Mexico, and I'm talking El Salvador, Honduras, Nicaragua, you're going to get killed. When you go back, because you're escaping their corrupt system where the gangs are running everything, you get killed. Cory Booker endangered those five lives. Absolutely incredible. High profile now. They know who they are, and they're being sent back to their death. And this is what I'm saying. The Democrats don't care anything about illegal aliens. They don't care about the conditions they're under. They just keep saying, ollie, ollie, oxen free, collapse the border, come on in. Well, let's step aside here. We come back. We're going to talk about what's going on in Africa, the New York Times. Oh, and we'll take some phone calls from the audience.
Are you staring out the window daydreaming about spring and your lush green yard and backyard barbecues? Well, don't blink. Before you know it, you'll be knee-high in grass. Don't let the HOA compounding on your door. Don't be that guy. Call Turf Tamers Landscaping at 970-460-TURF or visit our website at turftamerslandscaping.com and we will get your yard in tip-top shape. Specializing in maintenance and install of commercial and residential properties, we pride ourselves in our clean-cut and approachable crew to work efficiently and quickly detailing your property. Visit our website at turftamerslandscaping.com. Our install crew can transform your backyard into the outdoor living space you've always dreamed of. Call me, Brian, at 970-460-TURF for a free walkthrough and estimate where we can meet and discuss the best options for your landscaping needs. Family-owned and locally operated, we've been serving Northern Colorado for over 18 years. Thank you for your support and supporting KHNC.
Grandpa's Pawn and Gun. We are a family-owned and operated business. We run a gun store, pawn shop in Longmont, Colorado, and have served the Front Range for nearly 25 years. Currently, we have over 400 guns for sale in our 4,200-square-foot showroom. Grandpa's Pawn and Gun, according to Alcohol, Tobacco, and Firearms, is one of the state's highest volume gun dealers. We are also the busiest pawn shop in Longmont, and we offer the lowest interest rates on your loans in Northern Colorado. Seriously, why would you pawn your valuables anywhere else? We've sold over 45,000 guns since 1999, so if you are into those old Colts and Winchesters or new Glocks and H&Ks, we'll take good care of you. People you can trust and a pawn shop you can trust. That's Grandpa's Pawn and Gun, 303-772-7952. That's 303-772-7952.
Before hiring a realtor from a big corporation who outsources their jobs and pays little to no taxes, ask yourself, what do you really want in a realtor? You need a realtor who is honest and has integrity, a realtor who is focused on the client's bottom line, not the realtor's bottom line, who provides personable, over-the-top service before, during, and after the transaction. You want a realtor that knows how to market your property. Hi, I'm James Morgan, a realtor with Grisham & Associates, LLC. I am your Colorado real estate specialist. Land deals, mountain cabins, or urban dwellings, I've got you covered. For the first-time homebuyer, we will make it the best experience. If you are looking to move up or downsizing, we will do better than your last transaction. Call me today at 720-203-0731 or visit coloradoproperties.online. Let me do a great job for you.
Harold from the Far East Side. Our war goes for 1,000 miles. Our children make Nikes and sing Christmas songs. And Kim Jong-un reads us. We dream of his dong. Harold from the Far East Side.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado, the Roar of the Lion. We're live here with my good friend Dave Hodges, and we're getting ready to talk about some Africans coming in. Call-in number is 970-587-5171. That's 970-587-5171. Let me start off with this, and I want you to comment. This is by Betsy McCoy. It's out of the New York Post yesterday. Our border troubles are about to get a lot worse. Word is spreading worldwide, even to sub-Saharan Africa, that the U.S. has an open southern border and an open checkbook. This summer, thousands of Africans from Cameroon, Congo, and other violence-plagued countries are forming caravans preparing to cross our southern border, according to Customs and Border Protection reports. Border agents from the Del Rio section of Texas sounded the alarm on May 31st about a group of 116 African migrants. The agents provided photos of women with babies strapped to their backs and young men in T-shirts and gym shorts sitting on the U.S. side of the Rio Grande waiting to be arrested. Then in early June, agents in Eagle Pass, Texas, detained another group of Central African families. Agents said they were startled to see so many, quote, immigrants from countries not normally encountered. In all, more than 500 Africans in a single week crossed the Del Rio border zone. Late in June, agents arrested another 310, mostly Haitian and African migrants. Raul L. Ortiz, the chief patrol agent in the Del Rio sector, reports in a CBP news release that migrants, quote, from around the world are traveling thousands of miles just to enter the United States illegally to exploit our immigration laws, unquote. These migrants know that they come with children, and under the word asylum, they will be temporarily detained, then released into the U.S., where they can easily disappear. Until recently, African migrants headed to Europe but the European has slammed the door on them, cutting the number entering from 180,000 to in 2016 to a mere 880 in the first 4 months of 2019. Now African migrants head to Europe, face indefinite detention facilities on the north coast of Libya. According to the United Nations, these detention centers are an outrage to the conscience of humanity. Toilet facilities are non-existent. Food is crawling with maggots. Many adults succumb to severe malnutrition, and rape and torture are commonplace. That's why many African migrants are coming to the United States. They're cobbling together airfare to Ecuador, which has no visa policy, and then trekking through Panama, north through Central America to the U.S. border.
That about says it all right there, Paul. I mean, that's just come and get the free gravy train, and meanwhile, our infrastructure will collapse. Our schools can't handle the load. Our hospitals will continue to close at record numbers because of the free health care that's mandated that's given to illegal aliens. Could go on and on and on and on. Crime will go up. Social welfare will bankrupt the country. I mean, this list goes on forever. And the bottom line is, this is the end of America. A nation has to have borders or it is no longer a nation.
You know, in all of these reports, and we've covered this before, nobody's getting tested for anything. You remember the story, what it was about 3 weeks ago, the first guys from the Congo, there were 20 of them that were captured at the border, three of them had Ebola-like symptoms. And you know where that story went? Poof. And then all these people got up to San Antonio, and it wasn't 300, it was about 1,000. And then they started putting these people on buses and sending them, Maine? They sent some to Portland and God knows where else.
Yeah, we were speaking about the Chinese in the last segment. I think it's time to connect a couple dots. The Chinese are developing a huge military presence on the continent of Africa. For example, the white farmers that are having their land stolen in South Africa and being murdered, the Chinese are assisting that operation. The deal, they get the food, and they split the minerals with the South African government, the ANC. And they also are in many other countries, including the Congo. And I think if I were to connect a dot here, Paul, I would say this is partly Chinese strategy designed to weaken America, death by a thousand cuts.
Without a doubt. I mean, you know, you and I have talked, did a lot of podcasts. I mean, starting right after Trump was elected, got sworn into office, we've talked about the deep state. We've talked about all the embedded Obama people are in the CIA and the FBI and the Department of Justice and all this other stuff. And what did I tell you Trump had to do or we were doomed? He's got to declare martial law light or full-blown martial law. I don't care. And he's got to go into these sanctuary cities and states and arrest these people. If memory serves me correctly, these are Title VIII violations. He's got to seize the border. If he's got to call out the militia, the Boy Scouts, whoever, and put somebody every 4 foot on the border and blast into Mexico, if you cross that border, you will be shot. And put that on worldwide press. He needs to have a nightly fireside chat like President Roosevelt did, telling the American people exactly what's happening, exactly why it's happening, and what's going to be happening further on down the line. And he needs to do one every night. I'm so enraged. I get so mad about all the stuff that's going on. But I don't see any other way out. I don't know if they've got a monitor on him. I don't know if they threaten his family. I don't know what's going on. But if we don't seal that border, if we don't start arresting the communist governor of California just said free health care for all immigrants, signed a bill on it, I believe today.
Yeah.
But if not, it's going to get bad, buddy.
The Secretary of the Department of Commerce, and I'm going to drop a bombshell here. I knew this, and it's jumped out of my head, and I'm going to punch this in right here and come up with it. Because you said, what do they have on Trump? I hate, I insinuate this, and I'm not going to find it here. You know, I wasn't prepared to talk about this today, obviously, but I'll tell you what I remember. I wrote about this about a year ago. Epstein had a blissful resort club life inside a jail. His sentence was unbelievably light, and the judge who imposed the sentence was hired by the Trump administration. And I went absolutely nuts on this. And I said, you know, Mr. President, whether you're guilty or not of cavorting with Epstein, people are going to say you are because of this appointment. And I don't have time right here to research the details of it. I wasn't prepared to talk about it. But if you were to ask me, Paul, Dave, put your money on the square that you think has basically caused Trump to drag his feet, that would be it. We're going to continue talking about this. When we come back from the break, don't touch that dial. Stay tuned here on 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado.
Square Root Construction is pleased to help support the American Freedom Network by offering a high-quality custom deck construction services. Established in 1990, Square Root Construction has been building high-quality decks and other types of outdoor living projects all along the Northern Front Range. We are licensed, insured, and have all the experience, knowledge, and skills to help you create the outdoor living oasis of your dreams. For your free consultation and no-obligation quote, give Doug a call at 303-517-8742 or visit us on the web at squareroofconstruction.com.
Bigfoot? A trustworthy politician? True love? Yeah, those things are all pretty hard to find. Lucky for you, at least a great roofer isn't. Acclaimed Roofing has proudly been providing the greater Denver area with quality roofing for a decade. We are an Owens Corning preferred contractor, offering our customers only the best selection of the highest quality roofing materials available on the market. Our installers have decades of experience to make sure your new roof is installed with care and quality craftsmanship. We also offer a 5-year workmanship warranty for all services and lifetime warranty for most products. Acclaimed Roofing is always available to handle any issue that may arise. Acclaimed Roofing, proudly serving Colorado. Call us today at 303-592-ROOF. That's 303-592-7663 for a free estimate on your new or replacement roof. Or visit acclaimedroofing.com. Acclaimedroofing.com.
Let's clear the air, shall we? This is Dave Hodges of the Common Sense Show, and I want to help you clear your air of smoke, germs, pet dander, pollen, mold, dust, smog with the Alexa Pure Pro filter. It cleanses 99.7% of all toxins from the environment. It's 33 times more effective than traditional HEPA filters, and it's as quiet as a church mouse. It was available for $250. We can knock over $100 off of that. Go to airwithdave.com. That's airwithdave.com.
Come to the USA. There's no penalty to pay. Should you get caught illegally immigrating? I said, come to the USA. It will be your lucky day. Come when you get in. There's lots of goodies waiting.
Yeah, you get public housing and cable TV and food stamps and even government cheese. The borders are a swinging door. Go home for a visit and come back for more. There's sanctuary and amnesty. Bring the whole family eventually. Yeah, come to the USA.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, the slightly disturbed Paul Martin with my really good, smart friend Dave Hodges on here. And here's another reason this thing's broke, Dave. And Sean Hannity slams green card giveaway bill backed by 100 GOP representatives. Fox News host and radio host Sean Hannity slammed the Democrats' pending job giveaway to hundreds of thousands of Indian graduates, which is co-sponsored by roughly 100 GOP legislatures. Hannity said, I do believe in merit-based immigration, but I don't think this is the bill, though, because it would reward employers who literally replace American workers potentially with hundreds of thousands of low-cost, less skilled workers who are entering on temporary visas, mainly H-1Bs, often working the tech sector.
yeah.
I'm just I'm getting madder by the
way. They got it surrounded, Paul. I mean, listen, we are red, white, and screwed, as I said in a recent podcast I did. Absolutely. Hey, I found that information on the Trump nominee. It was for labor, and I wrote the article in December of 2018, and the man's name is Alexander Acosta, and he was the judge that handed down this sweetheart deal for Epstein. And, you know, I found a quote too earlier where Trump said Epstein's a great guy. It doesn't mean he's guilty of anything. No. But it does mean as this trial proceeds and these facts come out that I'm talking about here, the president's going to have a lot to answer for. And I'm really disturbed by it. One, you know, I did a podcast the other day, Paul. It basically was entitled, Though the Heavens May Fall, Let Justice Be Done, to paraphrase Shakespeare. I don't care how high this goes with Epstein. I want all people connected to this go to prison, and that includes if it's the president. Now, I'm not saying it is. I hope it's not, because if we have a Democrat sitting in the White House in 2021 on Inauguration Day, we are in a world of hurt. We will become a third-world dictatorship with all the accessories, door-to-door, house-to-house, FEMA camps, you name it. I wrote an article earlier in the week saying, if the Democrats win the White House in 2020, what will life be like? And you might want to check that out on thecommonsenseshow.com. But this is really disturbing, Paul. This is really disturbing that Trump would take this judge who was not qualified. And I went through his qualifications here in The Hill. The publication The Hill also took Trump to task for this nomination, too, based on the merits of the nomination. So, my goodness, Paul, all I got to say is Epstein's case can ensnare everybody, but I will tell you this. I think a lot of these criminals, the Clintons, the Clinton Initiative was given $100 million by Epstein interests. I mean, they're so in bed with these, literally and figuratively, it's not even funny. But I think they're all going to skate, Paul, I do. I think the fix is in. One of the four prosecutors in the Southern District of New York federal court, one of the prosecutors, hope you're ready for this, Maureen Comey,
yep.
Daughter of deposed FBI Director James Comey. And here's where this gets real interesting. Paul, I'm sure you remember these series of interviews I did with John Cruz, the former HSBC Bank vice president. And he stumbled upon money laundering and the Clinton Foundation, money laundering, the cartel connection with the Clinton Foundation, child sex trafficking connections with the Clinton Foundation, and he named it all. And on the board of directors at HSBC Bank at the time that John made these discoveries was a man named James Comey. And he rode that cover-up for the Clintons right into the FBI directorship. And there was another player at that time, too. John wasn't getting the attention of law enforcement like he thought he should. And finally, he got the Eastern New York District Attorney to sit down and listen. But she only prosecuted on the lesser of all offenses, and no one went to prison, and the Clintons were untouched. And that person was named Loretta Lynch, who rode that into the Attorney General's position. The fix is in, Paul. I don't think anything's going to come of the Epstein
case.
It's
definitely possible. A good article. I'll get it up when I get back home to the Casa. Major red flags are causing many to doubt whether justice will be done in the Epstein sex scandal. That's Mike Schneider at the Economic Collapse blog. It won't be just Jeffrey Epstein that will be on trial in the months ahead. As this scandal unfolds, the entire U.S. legal system will be on trial. And if justice does not prevail, many Americans will lose faith in the system for good. Well, I did that years ago, but it's a good quote, and that's where we're heading.
It's so disturbing to think that much of our government and the most powerful people in our country are connected to such a heinous activity as the abduction and the sexual abuse of a child. See, we get caught up in the sexiness of who's involved and how high up does this go, and it's really interesting to talk about that. And what often gets forgotten in these discussions is the fact that these are kids, and their lives are destroyed. And I will tell you another thing I've been told about Epstein Island, Orgy Island as it's called, that when they're done having sex with these kids, they will frequently put them out in the wild on this island and hunt them down and kill them like animals. It's a sport. Now, have you ever heard of that, Paul?
No.
Yeah, it's something I've repeatedly come across. I've talked to researchers like Liz Croken and others who are much more well-versed in this topic than I am, and they do the hunting parties. They absolutely do them. I'm absolutely convinced of it from all the researchers I've talked to. Very, very concerning stuff.
Ah.
Well, we're going to step aside here, and I'll tell you, if we're not ending this segment on a downer, I don't know what would be a downer. The abuse of our children needs to be avenged. We'll be back here on KHNC 1360 AM on your dial, and we'll head into our last segment for the hour, and then we'll be joined by Dr. Ted Brewer.
Was your home built between 1965 and 1975? If so, you may have an aluminum-wired home. Aluminum wiring can be hazardous. These homes are around 50 years old now, and using more electrical power than ever imagined back in the day, an aluminum wire does not get better with time. They are much harder to insure and harder to sell as well. Aluminum wire repair are electricians focused on the permanent mitigation of the aluminum wire hazard. Call them for a free inspection now. Aluminum Wire Repair, 720-299-4706, or visit their website at alwirerepair.com. Don't walk away from a home you're planning on buying just because it has aluminum wire. Let them help you. Your safety is their business. They are A-plus rated with the Better Business Bureau. Call them today, 720-299-4706, or visit their website, alwirerepair.com.
Do you remember the energy crisis of the 70s? A lot of people panicked. We came up with a solution. A best way to insulate your house, save you money, and increase your comfort. A best way to air seal and add insulation to your attic. A best way to insulate your wall cavities, whether your house has brick, aluminum, steel, vinyl, wood lap, stucco, or plaster walls. Even if your walls were previously insulated. A best way to perform energy assessments and a best way to help our customers qualify for Excel and other utility rebates. 43 years later, a lot has changed. A lot of our competition has come and gone. A few things that haven't, we're still family-owned and operated. We still develop new methods and techniques. We are still saving energy and, more importantly, saving our customers' money. Best Way Insulation, founded in 1976, 303-469-0808. That's 303-469-0808.
Loving you isn't the right thing to do. How can I ever change things that I feel? If I could, maybe I'd give you my world.
And welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Last segment in the first hour. Paul Martin, Dave Hodges here at 1360 AM, Johnstown, Colorado. Did you see the there's a new article out. You were talking about Acosta. It was on Mike Krieger's on the Liberty Blitzkrieg blog. It's up at revolutionradio.org. And bombshell, Alex Acosta reportedly claimed Jeffrey Epstein, quote, belonged to intelligence. Is the Epstein case going to cause problems for confirmation hearings? Acosta has been asked. Acosta had explained breezily, apparently, that back in the day, he had had just one meeting on the Epstein case. He cut the non-prosecution deal with one of Epstein's attorneys because he had, quote, been told, unquote, to back off, that Epstein was above his pay grade. Quote, I was told Epstein belonged to intelligence and to leave it alone. There you go.
That's true. I've got that information, too. Epstein is a blackmailer. That's how he's used. He's a tool for the men who run the country whose names we do not know. And how I know this, I go back to Bill Pollack. And Bill Pollack, former ex-CIA contract agent, Air Force Intelligence. Bill and I were friends for years and years. He passed 7 years ago. And Bill told me that many congressmen, when they come to Capitol Hill when they're first elected, they're invited to parties, they're videotaped in compromising positions, and that's used as blackmail designed to secure their vote. And Obama pulled out all those stops to get Obamacare passed. So that I know, and I know Epstein's part of that network. He's part of the blackmail network. The Franklin scandal also covered that as well, too. So, yeah, you're right on the money with that, Paul. He's a tool. He's not just a pervert and a purveyor of perversion. He is there designed to entrap leaders so they can be forced at a later time to do their bidding.
Well, this reeks of, you know, to me, and I've been running a website for way too long, but this reeks of Mossad.
I don't know that. I've heard that. I can't put my finger on it. What I'm telling you I know is absolutely true. And I'll tell you who's the second party to this deal is the Clinton Initiative. Absolutely, positively, no question about it. If Epstein goes down in a big way, and I'm predicting he'll do less than 5 years, and he'll do it in a country club setting. But if he goes down for any length of time, the Clintons will be going down too. And I don't see that happening. And in fact, if I think it's starting to go south like that, Epstein will have the fate of Jim McDougal, the Whitewater lawyer participant with Hillary Clinton, who died in solitary confinement in his cell before he could testify. That's what will happen to Epstein.
Good old Arkansas.
Yeah. What a great term that is. How appropriate is that term? Arkansas. Yeah. I mean, where did they find the trash, the Clintons? You just have to wonder. I mean, these people are such moral degenerates. And, you know, to those perverts who participate in Orgy Island, I would just ask them to look at the Bible and see what Scripture says about a millstone and abusing a child. And if I'm lucky enough to be there as a witness on the right side of the line at Judgment Day, I wonder if the Lord's going to allow me to smile with glee as these people get thrown into the lake of fire. I can't think of a more heinous crime. And it's the biggest business on the planet. This is one thing I'm getting confirmed from a lot of people now, Paul. It's bigger than drugs. Child sex trafficking is now bigger than drugs.
Absolutely.
We're going to step aside. We're at the end of this first hour. We're glad you could join us. Stay tuned. You're not going to want to miss Dr. Ted Thrower. He is fantastic, and we're going to cover a couple of really important issues. 1360 AM is where we're broadcasting from, and we'll see you in hour number two after these messages.
Take it easy. Don't let the sound of your own wheels drive you crazy.
Whether it's natural disasters or not-so-natural disasters, you need to be prepared for what could come your way. When the just-in-time delivery stop, will you be prepped? You need food, water, guns, gold, ammo, medicine, and tools. We can help you with the food. 25-year shelf life, 40% off. DHS and FEMA are already telling you that you need to have at least 6 months of storable food. We take the pain out of that with a great sale. We offer restaurant quality, 25-year shelf life. No glyphosates, no GMOs. Go to preparewithdave.com.